John, I don't want to wake you up.
What?
John, I just want to, can I tell you something?
What time is it?
John, listen. Ugh. What do you think, what do you think I'm the most picky about in this world?
Oh my gosh. Sorry, I'm still waking up.
Just answer.
I don't know. How did you get in my house?
Well, I mean, you can be very particular about some things. Yeah, I mean, maybe you're a big Oxford comma guy, you know? Always got to do the comma after the and.
Listen, I'm definitely pro-Oxford comma, but that's not it. Keep guessing.
I know. Okay. You don't allow different foods on your plate to touch.
John,
that's
food doesn't have hands. How would they touch? You're wrong again. The thing I'm the most picky about, guess it with me, is
candles.
Yes. Candles. Yes. Yeah.
I should have said that.
So many home candle scents smell unnatural and chemically.
Gross.
And after learning that the candle industry contributes to an insurmountable amount of non-recyclable waste, carbon emissions, and toxicity in our air, I am even more prickly. And picky, John.
And picky.
Yes. Give me two words that start with P, and those are the two I'm using.
You can choose both of them. That's fine. Dave, I heard that almost 2 billion candles, that's with a B, are sold globally every year, and almost all of them are likely to end up in landfills for the next million years.
Oh, man.
So what? Here's my question.
Yeah, yeah.
What can we possibly do about this?
Notes Candle has the answers. Notes created a refillable candle system that allows you to use your candle vessel again and again. And guess what, John?
Again.
Oh, so you don't become part of the problem. It's so easy to use. The candles are made with fragranced wax beads. And they're wax, John. This is what I want to tell people. They're not whack wax.
They're not.
It's really great.
It's
wax,
legit.
Okay? They're awesome. All you do is place the wick in your reusable, John, notes jar.
Okay.
Fill it up with wax beads. Not whack
not
beads,
whack.
John. Enjoy your fragrance for up to 36 hours, and then just do it all over again when you're ready for a new one.
Okay, so if I'm following you, that means that I can switch out fragrances all the time.
Yeah.
Because that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, next question, Dave.
Okay.
Tell me. Do they have a candle that smells like bougie and luxurious and calming and also warm?
John, that's the Santal and Atlas Cedar candle.
Okay.
Personally, I love the coziest scent imaginable. Sweet, but also a little spicy, like you, John.
Uh-huh.
So I went with the vanilla and pepperwood.
Ooh.
It's perfect for movie night or just cuddling up on the couch.
I love it. All right, so be a responsible consumer while not giving up on high-quality home fragrance by making the switch to Notes. Make the switch and build a starter kit. Right now, Notes is giving listeners 15% off and free shipping when you buy a Notes starter kit using the code DADBILL at notescandle.com/DADBILL.
That's notescandle.com/DADBILL for 15% off and free shipping. It's wax, not whack. DADBILL.
Hi, I'm Dave Barnes.
And I'm John McLaughlin.
And welcome to Dadville.
Dadville is a podcast where we talk about life, love, and the pursuit of awesome dadding.
It's funny thoughts and deep talks.
So enjoy your time here in Dadville and enjoy this episode that we call
Back to School.
Okay, so, you know, this episode, we're doing a little bit of a theme on this one, which is new for us, you and I.
This is not just a Q&A.
No. This is just an A. So we thought about it, and we got to give a big shout out to start this whole episode to our network and Fallon, who is kind of the brains. Can we call her the brains?
Yeah. Let's just say she's the producer and executive producer of this episode.
Yes,
she came through.
She did. She came through. We just said, "Hey, we're gonna do a Dadville. We're thinking about ideas. What do you think would be fun?" And she said, "Oh my gosh, why don't you guys do a back to school episode?"
Yeah, which I love how you and I have had a couple days of just like putting our heads together, thinking ideas.
Yeah.
You reach out to Fallon, and 5 minutes later,
we have an idea.
was
48
hours
of no ideas, and then a minute of 50 ideas.
Now I will say, Amy, I asked Amy today, and she had some great ideas as well.
Oh, good.
We'll use down the road.
Okay,
but Fallon's idea was
we're
great.
Shouting out Fallon. So thanks for that. We do kind of want to do more of these like seasonal, themed episodes, and this was a good one. It's also not, I think what's kind of fun about this episode, we talked about this before we started rolling, is that I don't know a lot of these things about you. So it's fun. It's fun to get a little.
We met post high school or post You were post college. Mm-hmm. I was in college because mm-hmm. there's a huge age gap between us. So, but we don't. I don't know anything about your your school days.
Yeah,
schoolboy days.
Yeah, schoolboys, as we talked about with Annie Downs on the PCast, the live PCast. But we shouldn't call it that. People don't call it that. And immediately I realized why. Let's do this though, real quick. Can we just do a check in? Like, can you catch me up? Just what's going on with the JMC? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
JMCL. What's I know you've been hitting the road. You got.
Yeah, I just went out and played some shows. This is my first time playing like a run of shows in venues, like real seats, real venues,
real people,
real people. Most of them. I don't know.
Jury's out.
There were a couple of people in St. Louis so I wasn't sure about. I'm just kidding. But it was great. It felt so great to be like. What I loved about it was all the good and the bad. It was like, it's good to like step away from it for a year and a half and then go back to it and like feel nervous again,
yeah.
feel like ill-prepared mm-hmm. again, feel inadequate.
I love this.
Feel lost.
Yep, here we go.
Feel failure.
Yep. This is also describing my first date with Annie. Continue.
It just felt so good. I honestly, I loved it. And it's a solo tour. So it's just me and Luke, my tour manager. And it was just great. It was like right back at it.
Yeah. Kind of felt like getting back on the saddle.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was about to mix metaphors, like getting some reps in, but I don't think that's what they call it in the equestrian.
Yeah. What do they, what is he?
Horses
refer
it's,
to?
We got a couple hoofs in. We hoofed
hoofs
it.
Hoofed yeah.
It. We hoofed it. Yeah. We were hoofing it. High hoofing it. High hopes.
But it was great. So that's what I've been doing, and I'm about halfway done with this run of September, and then I've got a bunch more shows in November and December.
So people, if you're listening and you want to see the man, the myth, the legion in person, you can do it now. He is available. You can go see him right now. He's wearing his Cuts shirt.
Shout out to Cuts.
Yeah, one of our friends of the pod, Cuts Clothing. He's looking. You're always looking great, but I mean, you're looking especially great because.
You're looking great, too, because you got those camo pants on, which are super cool.
I was amazed you could see them. You know what I mean? Come on. Dad joke. I should have warned everybody. What about you? Well, I was hold on. Listen. I'm still feeling benevolent, so I would take advantage of this moment because they're fleeting.
Few and far between.
That's good. what are we looking at from? Is there any music coming soon from Old J?
As a matter of fact, Dave,
no.
There is.
Shut it. Yeah. Shut your trap.
There is. I have new music. I shot a new music video.
Would you say new?
New.
Yeah, I want to make sure people understood that word because I got a little confused when you said it quickly. Sorry. Not a in nude music video.
Oh, nude. No, I don't know. Although they can do so much in post-production that I don't want to limit.
Case, it would be literal post-production.
No, but I made this video where... I'm dancing in the video. I told you about this.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not, you know, my MO is always like undersell.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This is just a small little music video. Yeah. But I made it with the same guys who I made the Don't Mess With My Girl music video.
One of the greatest videos of all time.
And it was just, I trust those guys completely. Like,
yeah.
They do the album design. They've done pretty much anything that I've done in the last like 6 or 7 years. They have been a part of it visually and all that kind of stuff. So they're really great. And they had this idea of basically like, what if you were just kind of like walking and dancing? And I was like, that makes my heart beat 100 miles an hour immediately. And I'm sweating. But I was just like, you know, I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to give it a go.
Yeah.
And it might look ridiculous, but I'm just going to go for it.
Yep.
So we did it. And have you seen, it'll be out in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited to see that.
I will say I watched the video one time, and that's all. I only want to just watch it one time.
Oh, you didn't? Wow. Because you just like, it's too much. It's like,
I just don't want to. I mean, it's hard enough for me to watch anything of myself. Like, I don't want to.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear the live recording of concert afterward. No way.
Yep.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see the photos.
Yep.
I want to work with people that I really trust. Obviously, I'm going to watch it once, but beyond that, I'm like, done. I approve. Now you do with it what
yeah.
you will.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, yeah. that'll be out in a couple weeks. And we'll put the single out, Why It Hurts, is what it's called. And then the record will come out maybe in a couple months.
Oh, so. Exciting. And then Christmas shows.
And the Christmas shows.
Yeah. For those who want to hear.
Okay.
And they do.
Now you. Let's do you. You have been cranking out the hits.
Don't stop.
The hits.
Don't stop. No, I mean, literally, don't stop.
Don't stop.
Keep going.
Believing.
Don't stop. Oh, I still grieve that we didn't get to do that Waco show at Magnolia.
Oh,
for all those who were going to be there, we were going to end with Don't Stop Believing, and it was going to be amazing. But
the two of us and Matt Wirtz.
And Wirtz, yeah.
Killer band.
Playing down at Magnolia and Waco. It's going to be amazing. And then COVID.
Maybe we should resurrect that group.
Let's just do it here. Let's just find a field and just play. Even if we just play Don't Stop
We don't
Believing.
Even need to tell people about it.
I don't know what would matter if we did. It's been, I've got a couple of videos that were fun. They're nothing.
Yeah.
They're not, you know, you entered into the really nice, let's get this thing looking good and get it. These were just fun little promo videos, but we did that. New album came out.
So for the people who don't know, I mean, hopefully everyone listening knows, but you can go to Dave's Instagram. You have snippets of all of them up there, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You did a basketball one.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't even know what the other one is. It's just sweating.
I love the basketball one where you like run up and you just like chuck the ball. Like you're already underneath the basket and you just
throw
it directly
There's
at
no
the rim.
Way that's going in.
And then the other one is like a kind of a workout.
Yeah.
Thing. But Dave has a whole series over the last like 10 years or so.
Yeah.
Of these kind of, whenever you put a record out, you'll get together with your guys and mm-hmm. do some videos, the cowboy videos.
Yeah.
You have some other like karate kind of videos. They
Work
are
out.
Hilarious.
Well, that's kind. But we did put those out. New album came out last Friday, which is fun, called Notes from Paris. And then, it's we've been working on those videos. It's really fun. I think we're going to kind of do some more visual content this fall. And then got a stand-up. So I recorded a stand-up comedy show at City Winery that's coming
out
in October.
Yeah.
And Dave's Five Hot Takes is about to make its second season debut. What do you say there? Showing?
Appearance?
Appearance. I'll go with that.
Because it's not really a debut.
Yeah, it's already been there.
Second debut.
That'll
work.
Double debut.
Yeah.
Which was my R&B sort of band name. And then Dave Butte was actually what it was called, technically, if you really got into the spelling of it and the shirts and stuff.
You are batting 1,000.
and then Christmas EP. And Christmas shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what's happening. That's a little catch up.
Are
Call
you doing
signs.
Your show here in Nashville?
Yes. Yeah. At the Schmermerhorn.
Schmermerhorn,
yeah.
I say Schmermerhorn.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes. I don't know.
No one knows.
I don't know. I said yes way too confidently. So what we want to do is we want to talk about school. Back to school, guys. This is the all the parents out there, even the non-parents, the NPs. You remember this. You remember this.
Oh, yeah.
This time. You remember like it's starting to get. You know, you can feel it. The school's coming on. I loved this time of year. And I loved it across my schooling experience. And that means everything from elementary, high school, college, doctorate, master, both, all three
sure,
of those.
Sure. Well, MIT is such a beautiful campus.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, a little boring schooling-wise,
sure,
but,
dry.
You know, a little, right. little dry, a little unchallenging. No, but I just remember at every iteration of my schooling, beginning of school was for an extreme extrovert like me, the best thing in the world.
For me, I feel like when junior high started, that's when it really, all my memories, like when the season starts to turn, you go from summer to fall, you have those like, kind of like the pumpkins are coming out, like all those kind of smells and, you know, sights and sounds, whatever.
Yeah.
It always takes me back to like seventh grade.
Yeah.
I think because it's like so seventh grade. I mean, where I grew up, I don't know how it was with you guys. We elementary school was through sixth.
Yep.
And then seventh grade was junior high.
Yeah.
So seventh and eighth were. So that was like when you started changing classes.
Yeah.
For you know, or teachers. You had a different teacher for every class. And it was so like charged. It was
well
like
said. Well said.
Beforehand was school. It's like everybody knows each other. You've been going to the same school since your kindergarten, whatever.
Yeah.
And then you go to the big school.
Yeah.
Seventh grade.
Yep.
And then, you know, next level is ninth grade.
Right.
High school.
Right.
And I remember, I remember the first day of school. I remember what I wore the first day of school.
Wow.
Do you remember that?
No.
See, my theory on that is that you don't remember because you were just like, yeah, let's do this. Let's go.
And I thought you were about to say something about my socioeconomic status. You're like, it's probably didn't because it was shame. You had a lot of shame, Dave. And once again, you had to work on the streets.
You were too poor to make memories back then.
Memories cost too much. Some of that's kind of true. I hate to say the pay for a pastor in a 8,000 person Mississippi town ain't exactly breaking ye old bank.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. There is a little bit of that. I've always loved people so much and just lots of people, gatherings of people that it was just like every time I got to go back to being around people again. The funny thing about this, and I wonder, there may be a little of this with Anderson, because how big is Anderson, like people-wise?
It's pretty big. I want to say it's anywhere from like, I'm going to guess 40,000.
Okay,
50,
yeah. No, that's that.
Something like that.
But it's not too far from 8,000. Like, you know, not compared to Nashville. Yeah. You know what I mean? You're closer to us than you would have been to a metropolis or whatever, or right. Indy, you know, to Indianapolis. But I do know the humor with me is I saw all the people all the time. There's only 8,000 mm-hmm. people in the town. So it wasn't like I hadn't seen somebody, what'd you do all summer? It was like, I just saw you yesterday. But hey, here we are, like, back in school. So it wasn't that
I
didn't
see anybody.
Yeah, that's
a pretty unique experience, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because my town, even though, you know, it's not like Chicago or something, but we had three high schools.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Now there's only one, so it's kind of a shrinking town. But
yeah.
But yeah, it definitely felt, it didn't feel like that.
Yeah.
It felt like.
So you wouldn't see people. It'd be like, yeah. Oh, man, hey.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the I'll say this. I mean, if you follow the, you know, so high school, we did move in high school, which we can talk about but later. But college, though, for me, college, when you went back every year was, I mean, Micah and I still, my best bud, Micah and I still laugh about this. We went to MTSU, go Blue Raiders. And it was like chum in the water for us because you got to go see, you hadn't seen people all summer.
Right.
I mean, you know, it was college.
Yeah.
And just seeing people and meeting people, and you know, we were involved in all these ministries on campus, and so you'd have these huge bashes. It felt like every other day for like the first 3 weeks was some welcome back to school thing that, like, you know, I just lived for,
right,
all through college.
Yeah.
So that was also, I mean, I just kind of feel like back to school throughout my life was always fun. It was always like, you know, here we go back in the, you know, getting to see your friends and hang out. And
yeah, the beginning of college is totally different.
Yeah,
to me, I mean, don't get me wrong. I loved high school. I would say I loved my eighth grade year, and I loved high school, I'd say junior, senior year, maybe parts of the first 2 years.
Yeah.
But it was very, like, I was so intimidated. Mm. I was about, like, this big. I mean, I weighed, like, 100 pounds. I was so small and so scared. So scared.
Those are great. Those are just great. Two words to put together. So small and so scared.
I remember, like, first day of my freshman year, walking into the school and just feeling like I was in, you know, like the Pentagon. Like, it was just like a massive building. I was terrified of, like, being late places.
You talking about high school?
High school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And I remember, like, seeing some of the senior guys. There was this one particular guy who
Huge.
Played on the baseball team who looked like he ate the rest of the senior guys and then inherited all their
super.
Yeah, he was massive. And I was just like, what am I? Why am I in the same building as that guy?
Yes.
You
yes,
know?
Yes.
He's, I was like, just
he's
so
taking smoke breaks with the teachers. Right. Like, this is not right, guys.
Yeah.
You know, it's so funny. So we moved, like I said earlier, we moved to Knoxville from Kosciuszko when I was in high school, upcoming junior, which is, you know, it's a pretty, that's a big thing. That's a really big thing. But even then, I think I was just so excited. I do remember, obviously, all the normal kind of fears of going to a new school. But the thing that was so interesting is my class in Mississippi, the size of my, well, I should say the size of my high school in Mississippi was probably 400. My class at Farragut in Knoxville was 500. So, I mean, it was,
oh, wow.
You know what I mean? So it was, that school was about 2,000 kids at the time. And it just felt like, I walked in that building and I just thought, this is the biggest school I've ever seen, much less like, who are all these people? So it was, that was an interesting year going back to school that year, because that was a very real, and my sister, who's 2 years younger than I, you know, we both kind of went in together, kind of feeling the same way, or overwhelmed. I mean, I think, you know, she's not the extrovert I am, but.
So how did you feel when your parents said, hey, we're going to move to Knoxville? We're going to move from this tiny town.
I couldn't have been more excited.
You're immediately excited.
Immediately.
Yeah.
They did a pro move, and here's a little shout out to all the parents who may be moving with like older, you know, like kids, high school kids. They had the annuals, you know,
bring
the yearbooks.
Bring the kids.
First of all.
With you.
Bring, well, I don't know.
I don't know. That's just.
Give it a dry
run. To each his own.
See what happens.
Yeah.
The kids would work here. Let's go get them. You know what I mean? They put two or three yearbooks in the car with us when they told us. We went on a day trip to Jackson, Mississippi, and still one of the most pro moves of all time, because the first question I was going to ask is like, what's it like? What are the people? And they just were like, here's 3 yearbooks and you can see everybody and it's going to be in your grade. And I just remember being like, it just felt like school.
Yeah, that is a great move.
Isn't that a great move?
Yeah.
So little pro tip for all those that may be moving with kids that age. But the thing that was so crazy to me about it is when you got to like the, I don't even know what you call them in the high school, like all the clubs or like just things you could do, extracurricular activities.
Right.
It felt like that was a fourth of the yearbook. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It was just like thing after theater and drama and band. And I was just like, what are all of these in the sports?
And what were
play?
You doing there at Kosciuszko?
I was doing, that was a good attempt at that, by the way. I could see that you were sort of halfway through saying it. You're like, I was doing marching band, which I was very ready to be done with. But, you know, I just didn't even know, like half of those groups was like, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Right.
Like, you know, so wasn't even that I did them as much. It was just opportunity, which was very exciting. But, so, you know, even then, even going back to school, even in a season where it was like, I didn't know what was going to happen. I was still so excited about, you know, just getting in there and being like, oh, this is new. This is all these people and all these opportunities. So when we, let's talk about high school for a second. With high school, what was like high school Johnny Mac like? What's he like? What's his vibe?
Well, there are two different high school Johnny Macs.
Oh.
Which this was a question that I was going to ask you. Okay. If like first day senior or first day freshman year, let's say there's a split screen picture, right?
Okay.
First day freshman year.
Scared and small.
Last day senior year, right? If we could see a split screen photo, I want to know how those would look different. For me, they would be, you know, again, like the one on the left, the freshman, you would be like, no, sorry, a mistake's been made. We got his fifth grade yearbook picture. Why is that in there? The other, and then like my senior year, I wore like pajamas all the time.
Like
we had a schedule where we had 2 different days, like
one
day would be 4 classes, the next day would be 4 different classes, and then you'd swap back and forth. And I had made my schedule so that one of the days was like I started off lifeguarding for a freshman gym class, so I didn't have to come to school.
Wait. I hear that like you were a lifeguard at the school.
Yeah.
Did you have a pool at your school?
Uh-huh.
Oh, geez, man.
You didn't have a pool at your school?
Is this Bel Air? Like, where were you growing up?
It was, I was in the Bel Air of Anderson.
Which is a very...
Like in the nice cornfields. The ones with the good soil, you know?
Wait, I don't know that I've ever heard of this.
Really?
No.
Well, you know I was on the swim team. I mean,
well, I just assumed that was like across town.
Oh, no.
Y'all had a pool at the school.
Yeah.
Is that, man, that opens up a million questions. Is that a Midwest thing? Is that, everybody listening to this right now, it's like,
I don't
Dave,
know.
How poor were you? Right. I've just never literally heard of it.
I would imagine that school that you went to in Knoxville was,
no,
had a pool.
No.
Really?
Yeah, we didn't even have water.
Just Gatorade.
Just Gatorade. I'm like, guys, if we have Gatorade, surely we have water. Like, no water. Okay, so you would lifeguard at the school.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
okay.
I was a senior, and I would lifeguard for the freshman gym class. And
you had gym classes at the pool.
Yeah. So that like gym, you would take gym for like a semester or a year or whatever, but like 6 weeks of it or whatever would be swimming.
Oh, okay.
You know,
God,
so
that
they
feels
had to
like
have a lifeguard.
Adolescent nightmare.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But, you know, so I had sort
of. Are you having to watch for underwater activity and hands? And, hey,
well,
Jimmy,
the
let's
great
take a little.
Thing was half the time they would never, get in the pool.
No.
Like the first part of it was like, let's sit here and we're going to talk about before we get
water.
In the pool, water. What is it? What does it mean to you? What do you want it to be? You know? And then like the next half is like they would get in, but they would never go to the deep end.
So like
and
life.
Then like the last little bit, you know, they would do their like swim tests and stuff like that. All this to say, it was super easy.
Okay.
I wouldn't even have to be in a bathing suit. I would just have to be there at the side of the pool.
That doesn't like gird me with confidence when your lifeguard's not even in a bathing
right.
suit.
They're like, you don't even have to face the pool.
Oh, my gosh.
But school started, I don't remember. Like, let's say it started at 7:30. I didn't have to be there until, like, 7:50.
Oh, gotcha.
Because you know, they're not quite out there yet. So I would leave my house, like, after the bell had already rung. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And then I would get there. And then, my next class was another gym class. And then I would work in an office. You know how they had those things where you were kind of, like,
loosely based, yeah.
And you just have to like run past those places.
Yeah.
And then I had another gym class.
Jeez.
After that. It was the most blow-off schedule ever. And so I was, you know, like my senior year, I'm wearing pajamas. I'm barely engaged. I'm having a great time.
And you liked that.
I loved it. Loved it.
Yeah.
My freshman year, like again, I look like I'm a fifth grader. I have like... you know, like half my teeth are fake. So my freshman year, that happened my sophomore year. My freshman year, I still look like I'm a fifth grade bunny rabbit. Like, I look like I will destroy any carrot in sight. Just huge buck teeth in the front. And just the tiniest little kid. And so terrified.
Just scared.
Terrified.
So scared.
Yeah.
The confidence of pajama wearing, John, is not there yet.
No.
That's yet to sort of develop.
But I liked high school. I did. I wasn't like the music guy.
Which
that
is
wasn't
so amazing
until college that I was like playing music at home. I was still taking piano lessons and stuff like that, but I wasn't the music guy. I was a big swimmer, which no one cares about swimming, so
we didn't have pools. So.
There are probably people who went to my high school listening to this who are like, wait, we had a pool?
Wait, who's John?
Swim team?
John McLaughlin.
Am I saying that right? John?
It's a yawn.
It's a hard N.
Johnny.
Dave.
Listen, I'm so sorry to interrupt you. I can see you doing your push-ups. Have you had a chance to try Methodical Coffee yet? It is so good. And if you don't believe me, because you really don't believe a lot of what I tell you, believe Gear Patrol, who you ironically do believe a lot, even though you don't know them. They voted Methodical Coffee one of the best roasters in America.
All right, can I answer your question?
No,
because you did the thing where you asked the question, then you don't. Okay. Dave.
Yes.
I'm so glad you asked that, actually,
Thank
because
you.
I ordered a bag of their Willington natural beans from Colombia.
Okay.
I was so impressed with the freshness.
That's what
you
said the first
the
time we met. Well, you said to me,
you know I love fresh things when it comes to friends and coffee. You know that. And did you know that Methodical Coffee roasts your coffee to order so you always get the absolute freshest beans possible?
Gosh, I didn't until guess when?
Right now.
Well, technically about 5 to 10 seconds.
Yes,
I mean, I'll have to try the Willington Natural next. I've got a long line of things I want to try, but you bumped it up. You love it. I love the variety of flavors, everything from classic flavor profiles to the more contemporary and adventurous, yes, I said adventurous, taste that pushes conventions.
They push conventions
always.
Visit www.methodicalcoffee.com today and check out all the amazing options available.
Okay.
They even offer coffee subscriptions.
What?
So you'll never have to worry about running out of great coffee.
Oh,
you don't
gosh.
Have to live in fear anymore.
Jeez, this is it. This is finally it. I'm done with it, okay? That's www.methodicalcoffee.com for more information. Be sure to use the discount code DADVILLE for 10% off your first order.
Get your coffee. So that was me. What was high school Dave like?
Oh, my gosh.
What's the split screen look
yeah,
like?
Yeah, I think the split screen is there's always a lot of enthusiasm.
Yeah.
I'm really smiling.
Yeah.
I'm happy in the left picture. You can see my body is potential energy. It's not – it hasn't been realized. There's a lot of dormant flesh.
Dormant flesh.
Can we call our heavy metal band Dorm Flesh? No, it was, you know, I was just kind of a little thick dude, thick boy. But so glad to be there.
Which I love that. I love that. One of my best friends in high school, this guy, Matt Tucker, who was just like, he was like that.
Yeah.
I remember one time there was this huge senior, super popular football guy senior, and he was like, walking down the hall with him, Matt, my friend Matt. So Matt's a freshman, Andy's a senior. They're walking together. And then, like, they say, all right, I see you, man. And I go up to Matt, and I'm like, I said, this is literally what I said. I said, how do you know him? And he looks at me, and he goes, we go to school together.
He's a human.
Yeah, and I'm like, that just goes to show you, like, how my brain was working. And how Matt's brain was. Matt was just like, what? Yeah, we're hanging.
Yeah,
like,
we're bros.
And I was like, you can't talk to him. He's twice our
Are
size.
Are you paying him? Is he on your payroll? No, I mean, it was different. I mean, those pictures would be really different for a lot of reasons. One, because it was just such, I was like a little, you know, happy to be there, husky boy. Mm-hmm. And then senior would be like, you know, a little bit of the potential has been realized as far as I've grown 3 inches to at least distribute that
right
skin around.
Energy.
Yeah.
Sideburns?
No, a little bit, but yeah. My hair was very fluffy and Farrah Fawcett-y. If you see my senior picture, it's very like, it's and there's no hairspray. It's just natural sort of like.
Well, I was going to say, what was the morning routine?
Oh, I don't remember any of that, and if there even was one.
So it's just God-given.
It's well, and you know, like every blessing, it's a burden. It carries its own weight.
Sure.
Literally, it's a lot of hair.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that would be it. So there would be, enthusiasm to both pictures. So you'd see like, this guy just looks like he's really having a good time,
yeah.
Which I was, which is great. But I want to add to your point. I do think one of the things that is so different about you and I is that was also and at the time really played to my advantage, but just an unbelievable amount of non-self-reflection and self. I was just wonderfully oblivious and having a great time.
God, what a gift.
I know. It really, truly. Like, I think later in life that will bite you really badly, but in those seasons, it's pretty wonderful. The difference, I'll say this too, the difference in the two high schools contributed a lot to sort of like what my, you know, I remember in Kosciuszko because it was so small, like I had a bunch of friends and it was fun and I really enjoyed it, but I don't know. It just felt like, because it's such a small town, it's just kind of one type of kids. You know, it's just everybody. And I'm even, you know, I mean, it even felt that way from ethnicities. I mean, just like we had, I mean, that school felt about 50-50 to me from black to white, which was really normal to me, if not maybe skewed a little more. I don't know that. I need to find that out. But that was just all normal life to me. There was no... Those kind of, there's no suburbs, you know, there's no nice neighborhoods and bad neighborhoods. It's just kind of like, it's just, that's what it felt to me.
Yeah.
Obviously, I can only speak to my experience. But so it kind of created this wonderful, like, we're just kind of all, it didn't feel like what you'd see in a high school movie where it's like the bruisers, you know, the soccer players, the athlete, like the cool kids, the pretty girls, the, you know, it was just like, we're all just kind of
Yeah, that makes sense that it would be that way in a town where it's like, You guys known each other since kindergarten.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So what? Now you guys are going to be like the goth kids?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, and even in that, what I would find is even the kids that did, you know, and because there were little versions of that, little socio communities in there that were little kids. But even those, you'd be like, oh, yeah. Hey, man, what's up? Oh, hey, what's up?
Yeah,
like,
you still
cool,
know
good
them.
To see you. Yeah, it's not like, we hate you. You know, it would be like, no, bro, look, I just. played baseball with you last year, whatever. So I think, so it felt like going, this is just my experience, but it felt like going from something that was just kind of this wonderful sort of even group of people mm-hmm. to Farragut, which felt like the high school, I mean, on TV, where it's like very clear cut, like cheerleaders, band kids, because this is grunge, this is, for me, high school is 92 through 96. So this is uh-huh. right at the apex of grunge. And
right.
that's right as I moved to Knoxville in 94. And, so it was like that, all the grunge, like guitar guys and
yeah.
their girlfriends. And then, like the kind of clean cut and then the Christian kids. And then like the youth group kids, whatever. So that was the first time that I'd ever really felt like, oh man, there's all these kind of different types of people. That thankfully I liked all of them. I had friends in almost every group of those, which was mm-hmm. really a blessing. But this is where I'm going with this. The thing that was funny about that is I was in a weird season of my life where I got there and I was kind of coming into my personality and sort of my humor and stuff. And so I was on a tear to be noticed. Like I so badly wanted to be funny. Everybody saw me.
Right.
And not perform like on a stage, but I had a very strong, like I was starting to do a lot more skits with Young Life, and I was up front more doing things like that. And so I was the guy that would just, like I would fall down two flights of stairs in front of everybody at lunch, and kind of get up and like, oh, just knowing everybody was going to laugh. And so,
right.
And the funniest part of that, which is still makes me sad, deeply sad, is that, I just did all of these the stuff I'd wear to school would just be ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Like to have people look at me and go like, you look ridiculous, but thank you very much. And I would wear stuff to all the any of the sports, like the athletic events, like crazy. And so instead of getting funniest, I won most school spirit my senior year. And I just remember it being such a crushing blow.
What a horrible misunderstanding.
I realize in retrospect, I just fueled all that energy into the wrong I've never heard anybody say, oh, what a terrible misunderstanding.
Everyone's like, you were trying to be funny.
Oh, my bad. I thought he just loved the Admirals. He is not an aquatic guy. A fan of the aquatic. We're back to water again. But so that, I came in pretty hot when we moved. I really remember sort of feeling like I think some of that too is because it was such a small pond where I lived in mm-hmm. Mississippi. It was just such a small group of people. And I think it just coincided really crazily to me feeling like I was ready to sort of like stretch out and,
So when you went to the new high school, I would think you would experience one of two things. You're either going to go to the new place and be like, all right, I'm going to start over. And now I can be this
mm-hmm.
person.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're like, hey, I'm this back in my old hometown. So now I need to establish myself as that here.
Create my place,
I'm going to do the same thing here. Yeah. It sounded like you were maybe the latter.
I was. Well, no, that's a good question. I had just sort of come into that in Mississippi. And I think I was actually the first of your two examples where I came in and said, this is who I want to be now.
Like, yeah.
I was kind of funny and people thought I was funny back then, but I wasn't like, you got to shut up when he talks because it's really funny.
Right.
And I think coming into Knoxville, I was like, no, I want to double down on this thing, which is like, coming in hot.
Did you guys have like talent shows?
You did, they had like a whole ecosystem of that. No, but that's when I really got into music. That's when drums, and we started
a
band.
Right.
And
I always forget
playing
that you
shows.
Drums.
Yeah. So, I was starting to play with different people and started a band then, and we started gigging around Knoxville and sort of around East Tennessee. So that was kind of a big thing. And then I was kind of always doing some kind of skit or something for something, like if it was Young Life or our youth group or, So that's when that started to kind of come out. And I think that's one of the things when I look back on that I'm so thankful for in transitioning to that new school and new city was all this potential energy for creativity and personality didn't really have I hadn't really done anything about that in Mississippi, and it felt like the move was just perfectly timed for me to sort of be like, I just kind of want to let this stuff rip. And there was such a huge canvas for it all of a sudden, which was really fun.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, there's a million things you can talk about with the high school sort of back to school experience and just kind of school experience in general. What about most embarrassing moment?
Oof.
Okay.
Hands down, my most embarrassing moment of my life.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
Maybe I set that up a
little. No, I wanted you to come in that hot. Come in real hot with this.
It actually happened in eighth grade.
Okay.
So
should I play music or something like this?
And the music should be probably Spice Girls first single.
Oh, wow. Oh, that really, I thought you were going some.
It was eighth grade dance. I was, I won't name any names.
Okay.
We'll call this girl Bethany.
Oh, okay. Bethany.
Bethany was my girlfriend. Mm. And this is like in the beginning where you're like, I had never kissed a girl, right? And you're still like, when you're in elementary school, you can have girlfriends all day.
Yeah.
You never actually see them. There's no interaction.
Yeah, no.
So it's
the more
high.
Of that, the less you have. Right. Like the less you interact, the more girlfriends
the
you
more
can
The more girlfriends
have.
You can have.
Yeah.
So this is the beginning of like, you know, we're having school dances.
Yep.
And it's just kind of understood, you know, there's going to be, the last song is going to be a slow song and you're going to kiss at the end of the slow song.
Yeah. That's I didn't know that. Jeez, I missed that memo.
Yeah. The pool and the kiss rule.
Gosh.
It's a big day for you. So I am so nervous.
Okay.
And I am like, I remember leading up to the dance. I remember like.
I'm getting nervous as you're talking about
me
this,
too.
By the way.
Me too.
Okay.
I remember watching like TV shows or movies. Anytime anyone kissed, this is so sad. I would like get close to the TV. Like, I don't know how to kiss someone. I don't know what happens. You know,
where do you kiss them?
Where? I mean, it looks like the mouth, but I can't tell. I never trust my depth perception. So. Anyway, I'm like, and I'm too embarrassed to ask anybody, you know.
To practice,
yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, so comes down to the time, last song. I mean, you're like, you know this song. You're at the last chorus. You know, like, the time is ticking away, right? And my heart is racing. Mm. And then we both know it's going to happen, right?
No, she's looking
Bethany.
At Bethany, sweet Bethany.
Yeah. And then it's like. The song ends, and you're like, okay. And then we our lips come together, right?
Okay.
And then we're in eighth grade, right?
Yeah.
So the tongues are going to come out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So tongues come
you
out.
You mean grown-up kiss.
This is full-on grown-up kiss.
Okay.
Yeah. And I just like, it is a smattering of just tongues are everywhere. Now, keep in mind, I look like a squirrel ate a bunny rabbit. And inherited their teeth,
oh
right?
My gosh.
I have gigantic teeth. Anyway, I sort of black out. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, you're out.
And she pulls away, and apparently I had bit her tongue.
Oh, John, so aggressive.
I bit her tongue.
Yeah.
And this was an event.
Oh, no.
That it's like in the movies where, like, you come back to school on Monday.
Oh, no.
And everyone.
Oh, no.
Knows about it. And
oh, no.
It was like, I didn't want to talk about. It was the thing that, like, I just prayed at, like, a party, like, a year later that no one would bring
oh,
up.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean?
Oh, did you get any, like, cat got your tongue jokes or any of that?
Oh, all of them.
Oh, John.
All of them.
John.
Oh, yeah. This is actually therapeutic for me to
I was going to say, is that why you never kiss Amy in front of everybody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have put, like, a mouth guard in before we kiss.
You ask her to. You're like, honey, really get your tongue back. I don't want to
get it away. Get it away.
Oh my gosh. That is, you know, I actually have maybe 2 to 3 answers for this.
Okay.
Which I realized at first. I was like, I don't know that I have one. And now I'm like, oof. Okay. One, there's more humorous ones. So when I was still in Mississippi, there was a motivational speaker that came to our high school. Remember the days of motivational speakers?
Mm-hmm.
And it was that weird cross-pollination of like spiritual / just like dancing, you know, like And I remember
like the person's dancing.
Yeah, it's just it's a lot of emotions. It felt like puberty. It was like puberty on stage, like real time. Like he would talk and then God sort of stuff, and then but also just don't do drugs. And here's CNC Music Factory, and then and it was just you just felt a lot of things. But he was like, I need somebody to get up here and dance. Who wants to dance? And I was like, oh, I'm about to rip this to shreds because I can make these people laugh. So I raised my hand. He's like, get up here, and I just started going to town, and the place is losing it. Everybody's laughing. But the reason I'm telling the story is I remember halfway through going, I hope this is funny. Uh-huh. Like, I'm trying to be funny. And right. I can actually dance pretty well. So I remember thinking, like, don't try too hard because then it's going to look like I wasn't funny anymore. Like,
you
got to
be
trying
careful
to do the running man.
With your talent.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I just was like, I don't want to cross-pollinate my talent. Let's be funny and be funny if you're going to dance and dance. But I just remember getting done, and I remember getting back to the class in Spanish class, and Marisha, one of my best friends, and I were talking. I said, Marisha, she's like, Dave, that was hysterical. I was like, but like, I asked her maybe 100 times. I was like, but it was funny though, right? She's like, yeah. And she's like, you can dance pretty good. I was like, no. But was it, but you could tell it was being funny. She's like, yeah, you're a good dancer. I was like, no. But it was funny. She's like, I mean, it was funny, but you were kind of dancing too. And I was like, I remember sitting in that class going, I didn't land it. Yep. They think I was really trying to dance. And then people turn up like, dude, killer moves. I was like, no, I'm not trying to get up there and show you I can dance.
You're too talented to be funny.
Listen, that's the name of my autobiography. Too talented to be funny. The other one, and this is, listen, this is, I haven't told this story many times, so we're getting real. I'm exercising demons here. This is the thing that first came to mind, which this is becoming a little bit of therapy here, but I remember being in driver's ed when like that was a class you took, or when it was like you went out with the driver, had the, you know, brake on his side and the whole thing. And it was a gym. He was a coach at the school, a high school football coach. So, and everything stereotypical about a high school football coach from Mississippi, everything.
Yeah.
Like didn't talk much, like really intimidating. And
but short shorts.
Yes. All of it. Yeah. Which I think is maybe why I didn't talk much, but I get in the car with my three best girlfriends, like these who I had crushes on, all of them. Because that's really what that means when you're in high school, is they're best friends. It's like you just want to date them, but they're like, no, that's not what we're going to do. So, yeah, no, you're my best friend. Then Dave, why are you crying?
We're just friends.
And I remember we were driving and I like made some bad turn and he just lit into me. And I mean, I was still am a sensitive little kid. Mm-hmm. And I just started crying as a 15-year-old dude in high school. And all of the girls were in the back seat. I was just so overwhelmed and sort of shamed.
Yeah.
And of course he felt terrible. I actually really felt bad for him because I was like, he didn't see that coming and I didn't either. And I just remember and the girls, thank God they were good. They were so sweet. I never felt any shame but I just remember thinking like, oh boy, that we can't do that again. let's not cry with
your
three
crushes.
How terrible
though that like that whole scenario is hard enough.
Ugh.
And then you feel bad for him.
Oh, I mean, he slams, what are you doing? You can't take it. And I just was like so overwhelmed.
Yeah.
You know, I'd been yelled at by people a lot in my life,
right,
especially grown men.
Yeah.
Until I started playing shows. And, and it was just so, I just kind of folded.
Yeah.
And I just remember like getting back and he sort of go, no, I'm real sorry, Dave. I didn't mean to make you, I can't, yeah. Are you crying, Coach?
It was my dad. You understand now, okay? If you've been raised in a circus, son, do you know what that's like?
So I just remember that being like, I remember actually walking through the parking lot and sort of walking in going, oh boy, how's this going to play out the rest of the day? And of course, they were wonderful friends of mine. So they were so concerned. About, I remember them being like, you okay? And it was that weird thing where I'm like, God, thank you. But also like, what? You're going to make out? I might bite your tongue, but
and they're like, "Hey, and just so we're clear, we definitely can never date now."
We don't say that for us. We have been in agreement about that for a long time, but we just feel like you could maybe misconstrue this.
So
kindness,
we feel like you've hit your deductible on a bad day, and we just want to make sure you know.
Stop leaning in. Stop leaning in. Stop leaning in.
Now.
Stop leaning in. Stop. Okay, stop. Don't double down. You're going to lose. You're going to lose that bet. Don't do it.
Yeah, that is a hard scenario. I've never did the thing where I was the in driver's ed with students in the back.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
I wonder if that's a thing they don't do anymore. Seems too dangerous.
Well, it had to be kind of a Mississippi thing where it's like it just saved money. That's what it feels like. It was like, let's just pack them all in there at once. That's what I took it as. Did you ever have, like, do you remember any, I'll just say this. I remember coming home from school early days and mom was always waiting. She was always sitting there. We'd always do like the downloads. It was like my favorite thing ever. She'd be like, how's your day? And we'd walk in and she'd talk about it. That was like, I just always, and I'll tell you, she would do this thing and we laugh about it now. She would write little sweet notes and put them in our, you know, like the love you so much. You're the best. You got this year. I mean, yeah, my mom, she's just like the best, but she put those in the lunch every day. And I would have little emotional moments every freaking day opening my lunch because I get like verklempt. Like, guys, you know, you're the best. Dude, He-Man could take him, no doubt. Okay, hold on. And then be like, honey, you're the best. I know you're going to be. And I'd be like, I would just have to collect myself. And it happened every stinking day. There'd be a 3-second hyper emotional window for me where I had to like feel it, shut it, and then move on with the day because it didn't matter. Like, I know the note was down there. I'm like, dude, it's not going to bother me today. And I'd be like, you are the blessed son of your parents who just, and I'd be like, oh my God. And I'd have to like pull it together.
So, how long did she do that?
She still does. Yeah, she'll stop. She'll bring clothes over and just kind of sneak a note in there, and it gets.
I remember we were out to lunch recently, and she came by.
Came by and dropped.
I didn't know that's what she was doing.
Yeah, that's well. She texts them now, obviously. To say,
I love how she put it on like a poster board.
Yeah,
like picket
stood at the window.
She was picketing.
She was. No, I mean, you know, I think she, obviously not high school, but I mean, it was, you know, probably up until like seventh grade or so. Yeah. Maybe she would know that for sure. But I just remember. Yeah, isn't that great? I mean,
that's a risky move though, because there had to be a day that she forgot, right? Or maybe not. That would be my fear. If I, like, I hear that story and I'm like, that's what I'm going to do that for my kids.
Yeah.
Amy's great about doing that. She'll leave little notes in their backpack or their lunch and stuff like that. To me, I would be like, if I start that, I'm going to forget the day. They're not even going to remember that I did it. They're going to remember the day that I didn't do it.
And I need to be careful because I could talk to mom. She'd be like, I didn't do that every day, but it felt like every day. So
I would love it if you talked to your mom and she'd be like, I don't know
who that was.
What you're talking about.
Oh my gosh. Was that Debbie?
Hey, you know,
neighbor?
My name isn't Janet.
It's Jane. There's no T on it. Did you, was there any like little, you know, mom things that you remember? I just remember, or like parental things that you remember from school? You know?
I remember, I mean, just real, I was really close with my parents, and I would have these kind of like long, you know, like talks with my mom. I mean, I never went through that phase where I like didn't want to be around my parents.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I pray that that is the case for our girls, but I never went through that phase. There was never a time where like my parents, you know, it had they shown up someplace where I'd be like, go on, mom. You know? I don't think
I
ever felt
that. Her. Do you have a Band-Aid?
Trying to bite down.
Oh, my gosh.
But I remember, it's funny how, like, the random, seemingly random things that, like, stick out to you. But I remember, like, going on walks. This is probably, like, just a season of our life, but I think it was junior high. I remember going on walks around the neighborhood with my mom, and I would just like, I would tell her everything that's going on socially with me and then like other people. It was like, I would just talk about all kinds of stuff. Because, you know, with your guy friends, I don't really remember ever doing that. We didn't, like, if we got together, we would play basketball or, like, you know, practice kissing or whatever.
That's lucky.
And then my dad and I, our thing, which this is so funny to say because I am a terrible basketball player. So I don't want anyone to get the impression that I am at all good at basketball. And everyone's probably thinking like, no, we've seen pictures of you. We assumed. But my dad and I, we would play basketball in the driveway. That was like our thing. Mm-hmm. Like we would play, you know, till I would go to bed. And yeah. It was like our thing. And yeah. So, and probably, you know, kind of in like a more stereotypical dad son kind of relationship. Not that we didn't talk about things, but that was sort of, I just wanted to be with my dad. And that was how we kind of bonded throughout a lot of those years, you know. So,
do you have any, like, maybe we should land these planes, these high school planes here?
Yeah.
What is, in conclusion,
what is high school?
What is, did you really go to high school?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't
think a lot of it, my memories are just Saved by the Bell reruns.
Yes, I did. I went with Kelly Kapowski.
Yeah.
Lisa Turtle.
This guy who wore a tank top all the time.
Yeah. I think that was maybe me, actually. What is your favorite, let's just say high school, like, what's your favorite high school memory? Do you have one?
Man. I feel like I have a lot of great memories. I would say my favorite, I don't know if it's a favorite memory. I don't know if this is the favorite, but I remember it was the dead of winter. It was either my junior or my senior year. I think it was my senior year. And we got like a ton of snow. Tons and tons of snow. I think to the point where everybody knew we weren't going to school the next day. And I don't know how this was organized, because this is pre-cell phones. But everybody just knew, all right, all the seniors, we're going to go to the school and we're going to, like, I forget what we somehow like pranked the school. Like we wanted to like, we wanted to like jam up all the doors with snow.
Oh, with snow.
Right. So we all went and we created this giant mound so you couldn't get in the school in this one way. And then we like made this mound of snow. We decorated it like seniors, class of 01, all that kind of stuff. And then we all went home. This is like at night. We go home, and then we heard that the juniors got together.
Uh-oh.
And came out and destroyed our thing, made their own thing. And so all the seniors, so we went back. And it's like one of those great memories of high school that night when I think about, maybe it's because it was like, this seems like what we're doing right now is what would be in a movie,
mm-hmm.
and we would be in the theater thinking that doesn't really happen.
Yeah,
but we're really doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, yeah.
What about you?
You know, the one that is the most like succinct. I mean, I could probably sit here for a while and try to think of one that was maybe whatever. And I'm sure my friends, if any of my friends from high school would listen, like, dude, you don't remember when ... But I do remember getting like the superlatives, you know, all the seniors are sitting in there and they're announcing it. It's like a big to do because we're in the theater and they're like, all right, this is when we tell everybody who got what.
Oh, they announced that.
Oh yeah. Like in front of your class, and you go up and get the little certificate and it's like a big deal. And, I remember when they announced Mo School Spirit and I won, I remember that being like, this is a moment. Like, yeah. I went up there, I did the splits, I did this whole thing. And it was like, I think I was just like, I can't believe that I'm 2 years new at this school. And I just felt like I was seen.
Right.
Like people were like, yeah, we know this is, we know who Dave is. And he'd get up there, you know.
Yeah.
I just remember being like, God, this feels like a win.
Right.
Feels like a big win.
That is
you
a
know?
Win. Did you guys have any negative superlatives?
Oh, no. Is that real?
We had.
Like the worst something?
No. Well, the closest thing that we had was like most dramatic. I think we had most dramatic.
Oh, wow. But I thought
that's
good.
Not a bad thing.
Well, did they mean that in the way of like the drama school or like,
oh,
God, drama queen?
I don't know. It's not explained.
Well, I think we had most dramatic, but I think everybody thought like, oh, he's the guy that's always in the play or she's the one that's always doing that. And now,
because I think my sister got most dramatic and I remember seeing it and being like, she's not.
She's
super dramatic.
I mean,
I like felt defensive.
She's a teenage girl. I mean, let's give her some grace, okay? Her body's doing all kinds
of. It's not until this moment that I'm realizing maybe I was the one that wasn't in on everything.
Deadville. Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.